USA Radio News.
The violence on Capitol Hill could have COVID implications. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells McClatchy the protests could lead to a spike in coronavirus cases. He says many people weren't wearing masks, they weren't socially distanced, and they then got on trains, buses, or airplanes to go home. The U.S. coming off its deadliest week of the pandemic, deaths this week averaging almost 2,800 a day, over 4,000 deaths on Thursday, a single-day record. Columbia University Dr. Dara Cass on CBS News assessing where we are in the pandemic.
Right now we are in a very precarious place with the spread of virus after the holidays and really a run on hospital beds and resources that really means that most of us should stay home if we can.
The U.S. now with over 21.5 million COVID cases and almost 366,000 deaths, both more than any other country. And that variant strain first detected in the U.K. last month, now in 8 U.S. states, more than 60 cases total in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.